In Acts, you see another dimension of the life of the church, the life of Christ living in the church. And what you see is persecution, which is always part of the life of the church. The devil hates the word of the gospel and does everything he can to stop it from being spread or understood, because it will mean the salvation of everyone who accepts it. And he hates that, because he hates God. So you see these two, and they're thrilled to death that they've suffered for the Lord. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, in the gospel, we also have a discussion about works. Interesting, on the feast of Joseph the worker. What Joseph is honored for in this feast is his way of life. He supported himself and his family, including the Son of God, by his work. What Jesus is talking about is the work of the Father carried on in him. The works. In this sort of a context, it means those things that Jesus did that brought about salvation. Preaching, loving, forgiving, and extraordinary signs. Those signs, as the text says right here, you see, the Father who dwells in me is doing his works. So all the actions of Jesus that are miraculous, if you will, are the revelation of the indwelling of the Father. Because I am in the Father and the Father is in me. They're the revelation of the Father. Now he promises us that if we believe in him, we'll do greater works than he did. What does he mean? Well, you see, if the role of works is to reveal that relationship between the Father and the Son, and all the works are done by the Father in and through the Son, then whatever works the church does, you see, are the works of the relationship which now exists between the Father and the Son. They reveal that reality. Well, that reality is glorious. Jesus, in that sense, is greater than he was before, because his humanity has been divinized by the resurrection. Divinized. We celebrate that in a particular way on the Feast of the Ascension. He's gone to God. He's lost in God. But he's not absent from the church, because taking over that rite of John the Baptist and identifying it with his death, which he did at his own baptism, when he committed himself to his vocation, which was to preach, die, and rise again. Now that that is accomplished, you see, if we do works, they are the works of Jesus Christ in us, revealing the greater place he holds, the fulfillment of his relationship with the Father in his totally transformed humanity. Our Lord doesn't mean we'll do something more sensational, like he raised 4 people, we're going to raise 6. Could happen. Now, the greatness of the work is not in its drama, it's in its revelation. If the work reveals Jesus in the Father, it's a greater work. If it doesn't, it isn't. In other words, as Jesus' works revealed the indwelling Father, So our works reveal the indwelling Christ who is indwelt by the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. So they could be greater because they reveal the completed work of salvation. They reveal Jesus divinized and plunged into the heart of the Father. That's very beautiful. And so you see how important it is that our works, and the works can be, as this piece points out, all those women who dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ as virgins, and then got a medical degree and went to poor, poor countries and built hospitals and cared for the sick, or Damien the leper. You see, those are the works of Christ, not just the miracles. Those are works. And they reveal the Father dwelling in the Son, dwelling in His church. The problem got to be, in this totally non-transcendent world in which we lived, we were competing with the communists for how much we cared for the poor. And that's not the works. It's not the revelation of the Father. But those people who went and did these works, we couldn't calculate, could we? How many million lives were touched by God through these missionaries who were doing the works of the indwelling Christ. Now, some of these are remarkable in that they exceed the laws of nature as we know them. Pray over people and they're healed right away. Hallelujah. They're genuinely works if they reveal Christ in His present glorious state. And that's why they're more glorious and greater than His own works, because He is in the fulfilled state of His whole vocation to be glorified and with the Father forever. And that's what these reveal. But they can only reveal this in its fullness if they also reveal the love. These are works of love. And so you can see that the body of Christ reveals the Lord through all its works. Taking care of the sick, building hospitals, preaching the good news, caring for orphans. Damien, you know, going to an island and always preached, "We lepers." And then he got leprosy himself. And he stayed there. That is a great work. And that work, done in the power of Jesus Christ, is a greater work than Jesus did because it reveals the fulfilled state of Jesus. The key, what drives the church, is love. That is the work. Let the other works be. Oh, think of a woman like Mother Cabrini. Couldn't join an order because she was too sick. Comes over here, founds 8 hospitals, a whole order. 8 hospitals, 120 orphanages. Work! In a body too frail to be admitted into other orders. That's miraculous work driven by love. Francis Xavier, preaching all over the world, baptizing a million people, and doing signs and wonders whenever they're needed. In fact, one of his great missionary techniques was to teach the little kids to pray over one another in the name of Jesus. And the little kids would all get healed. They'd go home and tell their parents. And the parents would see. So the parents were quite interested. So they would come. And he could preach to them. It's all the work of the indwelling Christ. That's why Paul says, you see, and the church says, I live, now not I, Christ lives in me. And if our greatest desire is that people see Christ in us, you see, then our greatest desire is that they come to know the Father. And in our world, which is absolutely a closed box, we were back in pagan times, where the universe is an absolutely closed system. You see how important, as von Balthasar says someplace, and then I'm going to quit, proof for the existence of God. There are good rational proofs. But the greatest proof for the existence of God is love. He has a book. Nur der Liebe ist glaubhaft. Only love is really believable.